51-75. Nothing to write home about.
Damit lockt man keinen Hund hinter dem Ofen hervor.
Meaning, to not be very interesting or exciting.
Literally, with this you don't lure a dog from behind the stove.
You can bet your life on it, that.
Darauf kannst du Gift nehmen.
Meaning, you can be absolutely certain that something will happen.
Literally, you can take poison on that.
It's like getting blood out of a stone.
Das ist doch zum Mäusemelken.
Meaning, very difficult, almost impossible to persuade someone to give you something or tell you something.
Literally, that makes you want to milk mice.
That's a whole other story.
Das ist ein Kapitel für sich.
Meaning, to be completely different, to not be relevant.
Literally, that's a chapter of its own.
To be illegible.
Das kann kein Schwein lesen.
Meaning, to be very difficult to read, because of the handwriting.
Literally, no pig can read that.
To be out of question.
Das kommt mir nicht in die Tüte.
Meaning, completely impossible or unacceptable.
Literally, that doesn't go in my bag.
That's Greek to me.
Das kommt mir Spanisch vor.
Meaning, a way of saying that you do not understand something that is said or written.
Literally, that seems Spanish to me.
To be like chalk and cheese.
Das sind zwei Paar Schuhe.
Meaning, to be completely different from each other.
Literally, these are two pairs of shoes.
To be up to no good.
Böses im Schilde führen.
Meaning, to plan to do something bad.
Literally, to lead evil in the shield.
To be bonkers.
Einen an der Waffel haben.
Meaning, to be crazy.
Literally, to have one on the waffle.
To sweep something under the carpet.
Etwas unter den Teppich kehren.
Meaning, to conceal or ignore a problem or difficulty in the hope that it will be forgotten.
Literally, to sweep something under the carpet.
To have a frog in one's throat.
Einen Frosch im Hals haben.
Meaning, to be unable to speak normally because one's throat is dry and hoarse.
Literally, to have a frog in the throat.
To have a memory like an elephant.
Ein Gedächtnis wie ein Elefant haben.
Meaning, to be able to remember things easily and for a long time.
Literally, to have a memory like an elephant.
To be a tightwad.
Ein Geizkragen sein.
Meaning, a person who is not willing to spend money.
Literally, to be a Stingnesscholler.
To be a lucky devil.
Ein Glückspilz sein.
Meaning, a lucky person.
Literally, to be a lucky mushroom.
To throw money around.
Geld aus dem Fenster schmeißen.
Meaning, to spend money in a foolish or careless way.
Literally, to throw money out of the window.
To be fuming.
Gift und Galle spucken.
Meaning, to feel, show or express great anger.
Literally, to spit poison in bile.
To throw in the towel.
Das Handtuch werfen.
Meaning, to admit defeat, to give up.
Literally, to throw in the towel.
To scratch someone's back.
Eine Hand wäscht die andere.
Meaning, to do someone a favor in hopes that a favor will be returned.
Literally, one hand washes the other.
To cry one's eyes out.
Heulen wie ein Schlosshund.
Meaning, to weep bitterly and at length.
Literally, to howl like a castle dog.
To have been living under a rock.
Hinter dem Mond leben.
Meaning, to be unaware of things that most people know about.
Literally, to live behind the moon.
every Tom, Dick and Harry.
Hinz und Kunz.
Meaning, everyone or anyone.
Literally, Hinz und Kunz, German Names.
To have ants in one's pants.
Hummeln im Hintern haben.
Meaning, to be fidgety or restless.
Literally, to have bumblebees in one's behind.
To give someone a dressing down.
Jemandem die Ohren langziehen.
Meaning, to speak angrily to someone because they have done something wrong.
Literally, to stretch someone's ears.
To butter someone up.
Jemandem Honig ums Maul schmieren.
Meaning, to be very kind or friendly to someone, so that that person will do what you want them to do.
Literally, to smear honey around someone's mouth.